So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught the halacha of Nishbar Kadu B'Shus Rab, B'Hochlet Echad B'Mayim, Oy Shalaka B'Charasas. If someone's jug broke in a public area, and the person slipped on the water or was injured by the shards, Chayev, the Tanakama, who is Reb Meir, says the owner is liable. Reb Yudah disagrees and says, B'Miskavan Chayev, B'Ein Miskavan Pater. Rabbi at first explains Reb Yudah's words as follows, B'Miskavan Lohirida Lamat Mikseifei Chayev. If he intentionally lowered his kad, but nitkal, he stumbled and banged it against the wall and it broke, he is chayiv because nitkal pesheyahu. A nitkal is considered negligent because he should have been more careful. However, be'ein miskaven potter. If he did not intentionally lower his kad, but rather nifshara, the kad disintegrated on its own, he's exempt because that's an einus, accidental. Apparently, Reb Meir holds in all cases he's chayiv because even an einus is chayiv. However, Abaye proves that all agree that an oinus is pater from a similar machloik is in the Braisa. Nishbar kadoi v'loi silkoi, nofo gamloi v'loi hamidoi. If someone's jug broke and he did not remove it, or his camel fell and he did not stand it up, Reb Meir mechayev behezekon, v'chachamayim rempatim adini adam, v'chayev adini shemayim. Reb Meir holds the owner is liable, while the chacham, who are Reb Yehuda, hold he cannot be compelled to pay by bezin, but he's liable b'dini shemayim. He has a moral obligation to pay for the damages. And the Braisa continues, "Umaydim chacham l'Reb Meir ba'avnei sekinim asoy shenichem b'reish gagoy, v'nafle b'ruach mitzuya b'hezikah shuchayev." The chacham agree with Reb Meir where a person left his stone, knife, or package on a rooftop, and a common wind blew it off and it caused damage, that he is chayev because he was pesheya, since he knew that this wind might come. "Umayd Reb Meir l'Rabbanon b'malek kankanen al agag amanas l'nagvan, v'nafle b'ruach she'en mitzuya b'hezikah shupater." And Reb Meir agrees with the Chachamim regarding a person who took barrels up to his roof to dry, and an uncommon wind blew it off and it caused damage, that he is potter, because he was an einus, since he did not know that this wind will come. Clearly, Reb Meir agrees that one is potter for an einus. Therefore, Abaye explains the machlekes in the Mishnah and Braisa as one. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both agree that Peshea Chayev and einus potter. However, they disagree in two other matters. Pligi b'shas nefila u'pligi la'acha nefila. They disagree regarding damage that occurred while the kad fell and damage that occurred after the kad fell, as follows. In the Mishnah's first case of Hochluk Echad B'mayim refers to B'miskamun Lairid Delamata Mikseifei. The person lowered his kad intentionally, but Nitkal, he stumbled and banged it against the wall and it broke. Pligi B'shas Nefila B'nitkal Peshea. They disagree on whether the Nitkal is at fault and liable for damages that occurred while the water poured out and it was still B'mayim. Tosis adds that the time it takes to remove it is also considered part of Shas Nefila. Reb Meir holds Chayiv because Nitkal Peshehu, a person stumbling is considered negligent and it's a lack of Shmira of Memayne. While Reb Yehuda holds Potter because Nitkal La Peshehu, and Nitkal is not considered negligent. And as Rashi explains, Reb Yehuda meant to say, B'miskav l'shoy v'chayiv. Only if he deliberately broke the kad, he is Chayiv because he was Peshea. However, Be'ein miskav l'shoy v'Elohi read the Potter. If he did not deliberately break the kad, rather, when he lowered the kad, it broke, he's potter, because he was not Peshea. In the Mishnah's second case of Oishaloka B'charasis, after the shards fell to the ground, the owner made them hefker, in which it was not Mamoine anymore. And then the hezek occurred, and Pligi La'achar Nefila B'mafker Nezakov. They disagree on whether a hefker item that was placed in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is considered a boy or not. Rameo holds Mafka Nezakov Chayef, because as Rashi explains, Boy Rosh Hashanah Rabbim hefker, who Shechayef Lov Torah. The Torah refers to a bar in the public area, and it is hefker. Therefore, he is also chayiv for the charasas that he declared hefker because it is considered a bar. While Reb Yehuda holds mafkin nizakim pater, because bar shehefker reshusay v'loy bar who shechayiv lov Torah. The Torah refers to a bar in a private area, and he declared his property hefker, but he did not declare the actual pit hefker. Therefore, he is pater for the charasas that was hefker because it is not considered a bar. And as the Gemara explains, Reb Yehuda meant to say, "B'miskaven lezakis b'chareseo chayev." If he did not declare the shards hefker because he intended to keep them, he is chayev because it was bar b'shusay. However, be'ein miskaven lezakis potter. If he did declare the shards hefker because he did not intend to keep them, he is potter because it was not a bar b'shusay. The Gemara continues, "Itmar mafker nezakov, Reb Yechon and Reb Elazar, chadam mechayev, chadam potter." If a person intentionally left an obstacle in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and then declared a hefker, Reb Yechon and Reb Elazar disagree on whether the owner is chayev or potter for any damage that it causes. Alibad Reb Meir kulam aloi pligi. There is no machlekes according to Reb Meir, and they both agree that he's chayev because, as Rashi explains, hash the hefker alidei oin is chayev, Koshkin Hefker Shet Chalasim Beratzin, if Remeir holds Chayiv in the case of the Mishnah where the Nefila was accidental, he certainly holds Chayiv where the Nefila was intentional. Ki Peligi Alibad Rabbanan. Their Machlek is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chadam a Potter because he holds only a Ber B'Shusi Chayiv. But any Ber B'Shusi Rabban Potter. And therefore Mafka Nezakov is Potter regardless of whether the Nefila was Ba'inus or Beratzin because it is not a Ber B'Shusi. Chadam a Chayiv because he holds Ber B'Shusi Rabban Chayiv. And therefore Mafka Nezakov is Potter only if the Nefila was Ba'inus because it is not similar to a Ber B'Shusi Rabban that is dug Beratzin. However, Mafka Nezakov is Chayiv if the Nefila was Beratzin because it is as a Ber B'Shusi Rabban. The Gemara tries to determine whether Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yochanan hold Chayiv or Potter and concludes that Rabbi Yochanan holds Ber B'Shusi Rabban Chayiv and therefore Mafka Nezakov Chayiv. Because of Amr Rabbi Yochanan Halachik Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan says the Halacha follows an anonymous Mishnah. And there's a Stam Mishnah which states that Chayiv Ber B'Shusi Rabban, but Nafal Teicha Sherech Amar Umeis Chayiv. And therefore, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mechayiv, Rabbi Elazar Amar Potter. If Rabbi Yochanan holds Chayiv, then Rabbi Elazar must hold Mafka Nezakov Potter. However, Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, holds Ber B'Shusi Rabban Chayiv, and therefore Mafka Nezakov Chayiv. The Amr Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Shnei Dvarim Einan B'Shusi Shel Adam, Vasan Hakasav Kilehim B'Shusi. There are two things that do not belong to the person, but the Torah holds him responsible as if it belonged to him. They are Ber B'Shusi Rabban, a pit one dug in the B'Shusi Rabban, although one cannot acquire parts of the B'Shusi Rabban, he's held liable for resulting damages. V'chametz Mishesh Ulamala. Chametz after 6 hours of the day is ownerless, because at that time chametz becomes Asa B'Hana, one may not derive any benefit from it. Nevertheless, if he has chametz in his possession on Pesach, he transgresses the law of Bal Yira u Bal Yimotzeh.